Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis Perik Ches, Mishnahei, Hasaris. Saris is someone who can't have children. So like we learned B'Shem Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah, the din is Loi Choyleitz V'Loi Miyave, which means this Saris has a brother who died without children. The Saris does not have to do Chalitza. There is no Yivam. He's not allowed to do Yivam because it's his brother's wife. And you can't marry your brother's wife unless there's a mitzvah of Yivam, and there's no mitzvah of Yivam for a Saris. V'chein, for that matter, Eilanus. Eilanus is a woman who can't have children. Loi Choyleitz V'Loi Miyavemes. If her husband dies without children, the brothers need not give her chalitza. It's not necessary because chalitza is to cut the yivam connection. There's no yivam bond. And there's no yivam, and here too it means they can't be miyavim her. Because lamaisa, she's their brother's wife. And the Torah says you can't marry your brother's wife unless there's a mitzvah of yivam. Zakta Mishnah Maiter, a saris shechalas liyavimte. We have a saris who didn't learn this Mishnah, doesn't know the halacha. And he did chalitza. It's a meaningless chalitza. He did the act of chalitza. They took off the shoe, they spit, they did everything. But al pi halacha, there's no chalitza. If there's no yivam connection, it's not a meaningful chalitza. Therefore, loy pesala. She does not become possible to marry a kayin. Normally, a woman who received chalitza can't marry a kayin. She can, because it's not a real chalitza. Again, if there's no yivam, there's no chalitza. But ba'ala, if he lives with her, pesala, he does passel her. Because this was considered znus, he was not allowed to live with her. And once she has din of a zayna, she can no longer marry a kayin, as the Mishnah explains, im neshehi be'ilas znus. She was his brother's wife, and there's no yivam. He was not allowed to live with her. V'chein, for that matter, elanis, and elanis. Her husband died, the brothers did chalitza. It's meaningless, like pislua. There was no yivam over here. So that wouldn't passel her from marrying a kayin. But be'ilua, if they lived with her pislua, she would become passel to marry a kayin, because this was their brother's wife. None of the brothers were allowed to live with her, being that there was no mitzvah of yivam. As the Mishnah explains, they should be ilasa be ilas znus, and therefore she cannot. She has nevazaina, who can no longer marry a kayin.